Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, and now watching. I appreciate it. Dude, last week when I went to upload that video, my lips were so ashy. I had so much gunk in the corners of my mouth. There was no way I was uploading that video, man. I thought about it for a couple of days. I tried to be like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Who cares what people say about me? It was too bad. It looked like I blew an Elmer's glue bottle. It was that disgusting. There was no way I could do it. My lips were too crusty. I had too much gunk going on. And yeah, I need to learn how to prep myself for camera. I'm still getting used to this, but now we're back. And I appreciate everybody, you know, telling your friends and everything. And if you haven't, tell your friends, tell your enemy, tell a coworker, tell somebody about my podcast. Go, hey, this dude's funny. He's insightful. He's thoughtful. Or you can even say, you I hate this dude. He's a liberal cuck. He's a piece of shit. All he does is talk shit about this group of people. I don't care if you invite people to watch it so they can get mad. Just tell somebody about my podcast. That's all I care about. Okay, so continue to do that. I am seeing a nice uptick in the numbers. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm still working on my consistency while trying to bring you the podcast in a different format. But I'll get started. As usual, off the top, I like to talk about my son. I like to bring up the milestones. And for those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's nothing. And with COVID going on, we're not really doing a whole lot, but he's making some progress. I've mentioned before, my son has ADHD, and a while back, my wife bought him an ADHD. It's like a workbook, and they have different activities in there where they can. They talk about, like, trying to maintain their composure when they're uncomfortable, about being upset, how to control disappointment, all different types of things that kids with ADHD struggle with, boredom, staying on task, things like that. And he's really taken to the lessons. I'm starting to see results. He's starting to recognize his triggers. You know, he's really into the Mario stuff, as I mentioned before. And before, I would say a month and a half ago, there were times where he would break down and start crying because he wasn't winning, or he couldn't get past a level, or he didn't know how to do something. But after going through all those exercises and activities in the book and sitting down with him and my wife and I and discussing things, he's starting to realize and recognize his triggers before they actually set him off. So now I will see Miles get frustrated while playing the game, and he'll go, you know what, let's go outside, let me play the iPad, let me just turn off games for a while, you know, just finding other things to do before he gets upset. And I think that's a huge achievement for him. I'm very, very proud of him. I make sure I tell him that all the time. He's doing well. He still has his struggles, as we all do, but it's nice to see some progress. And I always try to tell him, hey, man, I'm so proud of you. I'm very proud of you. You're being such a big boy. I'm so proud of you. Keep it up. And he really likes it. He really likes the praise and the compliment and the recognition. So I'm going to continue to do that. And not to bring the podcast down, but speaking of, you know, children and sons, I believe at this point we've all seen the news story about the little kid. His name was Cannon Hynett. Hopefully I'm not pronouncing his name wrong. It's H-I-N-N-A-N-T, I believe. But some fucking asshole, piece of shit, trash person, fucking psycho, whatever you want to call this person, for some reason decided to take this little boy's life while he was riding his bike in his driveway. He walked up to a 5-year-old kid and shot him in the head. Killed him right there. That is my biggest fear as a father, is losing my child, and to have it done in such a manner, I can't even begin to express how I feel for that family. You know, to have to deal with that, to have such an innocent life taken from them, to have future memories, you know, just stolen from them, and for what? For nothing at all. And to make it worse, people are politicizing it. And I get it. People on the other side of the aisle are very upset. They might feel like black people get special treatment and all this kind of stuff. And they're trying to compare this whole situation to George Floyd and how come he got this elaborate funeral and national coverage and this little boy doesn't get anything. And people feel like it's not fair. And for them, that's really what it's about. You know, any other time they always want to go like, oh, why do things have to be racial? What's the race have to do with it? And here they are like, how come when a little white boy gets killed, he doesn't get all this national coverage? It's not the same. There's no controversy surrounding this little boy's death. No one's going, yeah, but what did he say? Is it on tape? Did he say anything? No one's doing that. And the thing is, that's happened to black children. Look at Tamir Rice, a little kid, toy gun, just shot immediately. No questions asked, just rolled up, boom, shot and killed. And then people just want black people, their parents, just to move on as if it's not a big deal. And then when this happens, they want all this sympathy and empathy from people. That's not how that shit works, man. That's not how it works. And the situation with George Floyd and this kid are not the same. Not the same. George Floyd, again, not the same, man. The person who did this to this little boy was arrested immediately, and he will not see the light of day ever again. And I feel like that's something like most white parents don't have to think about. If something happens to their child, you know, God forbid something like this happens, no judge is going to let someone walk after murdering a child in broad daylight, especially a white child. As a black parent, that scares me. Even something this obvious, in the back of my mind, I would go, I hope to God that there's not some loophole they can find to get this person off. The guy's going to go to jail, man. And I really feel like people are trying to push this forward just to somehow take something away from BLM, and they want to make the media look bad. It's just like, think about what you're really doing here, man. It's just like, do you really care about the kid, or do you just want to talk shit about the media? You know? And the thing is, you say you don't watch the news anyway. So now you're watching the news for this one specific story. And I don't understand where the outrage would be. The guy's not going to walk. This guy didn't kill this kid and then gets to walk out of jail on bond or something like that. Like a Trayvon Martin or something like that. That's not happening here at all. Not in the slightest bit. So I think it's pretty gross that you accuse others of politicizing things like George Floyd, where, hey man, these situations that these older gentlemen find themselves in, they're complicated situations. You know, they're nuanced situations where there really truly needs to be an investigation. People need to look into things. And then when it comes out, you can't get upset when they go, hey man, this person was in the right and this police officer or civilian took things into their own hands and murdered this person. And I get it. Police have the right to investigate. That's their job, but it's not their job to go out and be the judge, jury, and executioner. So it's, to me, the situations are not the same. And for people to, like I was about to say, to act like they are and then somehow feel like this guy's going to get off, that's not going to happen at all, man. I mean, look at the guy who got killed in Texas. Someone walked into his apartment and shot him because she thought she was at home. It's like, how do you not know you're not in your own home? There was a possibility that just because she was a police officer, she was going to get to walk away from accidentally killing somebody in their own home when she thought she was in theirs. All right. The people who killed Breonna Taylor, they're still out there. It took them weeks to arrest the George Floyd cops. This guy is going down. No one's questioning anything, man. This tit for tat shit, it's not helping anybody. We really should not politicize this kid's death at all. We should feel for this family. I posted a pic of my son and me, I couldn't imagine that happening. I mean, that's really all I feel like I can do is send my positive vibes to that family and hug my son a little bit harder. And, you know, I just hope that they find some peace in that situation, man, because it's absolutely terrible what happened. And I really just don't see where the outrage is going to be. People are saying, like, oh, we're not rioting and burning stuff down. There's no need. It's open and shut. He committed a crime, a heinous crime. He was arrested. Now he's going to go to trial. That's it. It's cut and dry. I mean, how much more do you really want to talk about it? I mean, I'm fine with if they want to do a news story and show him riding his bike or reading a Cat in a Hat book. I'm completely fine with that. I'm even completely fine if they had a camera at his memorial service and they showed it. I'm completely fine with that. But don't act like somehow just like white people just totally get this unfair treatment and everything they say on in the news is completely false, and somehow black men and black people are painted in such high regards in the news. And that is not the case at all. So please, with your crocodile tears when it comes to that whole media aspect, when it comes to this the coverage. And if you don't feel like they're covering enough, share the article. Like, I had somebody just send me a video of some rapper dude, like, yo, man, how come this guy's not big? How come he's not famous? Well, if you like this person, share an article. Share a song, share a video, share something. That's how things go viral. That's how people get known. Don't just complain that this person isn't known or this story, or, you know, put it on the media. If you really feel like this is something that people should see or hear or need to know about, put it out there. Put it out there. That's basically how news and media works now. If you like something, share it. And if a lot of people like it, guess what? It'll get picked up. It'll get noticed. It'll go viral. And next thing you know, that person could have a record deal or whatever it is. I mean, it's kind of in our hands at this point these days. We can kind of control. We can make people famous and infamous. You know, we use our powers of social media to cancel people. We also do that to promote people. So promote people instead of complaining like, oh, they're not doing covering this enough. You fucking cover it. Right. I got a microphone and an iPhone camera. If you really feel like it's that important, do a story about it. I don't know, man. That's just how I feel about the situation, man. That's how I feel. It's just a lot of weird shit going on. You got it also amazes me. You have people like Ben Shapiro, supposed to be this like right wing. I wouldn't call him a tough guy, but hey, people need to stop like letting their feelings affect how they view politics and all that kind of stuff. And you got to keep your feelings out of the facts and all that kind of and all that business. And for him to get upset to the point where he wants to break down rap lyrics from Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, and the fact that this guy can't even say the word pussy, that kills me. These are the right-wing people, like, they're just words. Stop being so sensitive. And you can't even say pussy. Wet-ass P-word. Are you kidding me? Are you a grown-ass man or not? And the thing is, man, people are trashing the video, trashing the song. Everything isn't going to be Beethoven or some, I don't know, classically respected type of music, whatever it is, classic. I don't know. Everything's not going to be that or appropriate for every age group. If you think it's raunchy or too much, guess what? You cannot watch it. You cannot listen to it. It's really that simple. It really is. Everything isn't for you, right? My son loves PJ Masks. That shit is dumb because I'm 40. He's 7. He likes it. I mean, if you're in your 30s or 40s and you find provocative videos like that too much, and just don't watch the shit. It's obviously not for you. I don't get it, man. And the fact that you had to get on your show and read the lyrics. And I can guarantee you most of the guys that after you read those lyrics, they went and watched the video and they were like, oh my God, this is insane. I've never seen women like this before, right? you're trying to watch it on your phone and you're looking over and you got your boring wife. You're like, damn, I really fucked up. I could be down in Houston with some of this. But no, I got boring ass flatback Susan here with her rice aroni we're going to have for dinner. I'm upset. I just don't get it, man. I talked about it last week. It blows my mind that grown ass men are getting that upset over it. And I saw some other guy who used to produce rap videos saying that it wasn't art and it's setting women back and black people back. I don't buy into any of that shit, man. I used to be that guy too, saying we shouldn't do this. It's doing this to black people. What is it saying about the black community? It says nothing. If you feel like this form of entertainment shouldn't exist because it sets black people back, what you're saying is you think black people are too stupid and too impressionable to have forms of entertainment like this. There's levels of entertainment. You got stuff that's for everybody, stuff that's really just for kids, stuff that's for men, stuff that's for women. You got your raunchy shit, you got bloody shit, you got gory stuff. Everything isn't for everybody. All right? I don't buy all these excuses of like, oh, this is why black kids or this or that because of music. It's not up to the artist to make music for your kids. It's up to you to police your kids and tell them what they can and can't listen to. Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, they're grown-ass women who can do what the fuck they want to do just like you. If you don't want your kids watching it or listening to it, make sure they don't. When I was in sixth or seventh grade, middle school, 92, I really liked Dr. Dre's The Chronic. I thought that album was dope, even though at the time I didn't understand it, but it was very raunchy, a lot of sexual innuendos, sexual sketches, a lot of violence, all that. But my dad was just like, hey, man, you're not listening to that shit. So he took it from me. It was really that simple. He just took the shit from me. And then when I got a little bit older, he felt I was mature enough to listen to what I wanted to. Have at it. Whatever music you want to listen to, you have right at it. I don't know. I feel like I kind of was a different kid. I wouldn't say I was mature because I was definitely a silly, dumb kid. But I did know the difference between fantasy and reality. I listened to a lot of hip hop growing up. That's basically all I listened to. And you're talking about the era of when gangster hip hop or gangster rap or whatever you want to call it was huge. It was like the new shit. I would listen to people rap about gangbanging and selling dope and shooting motherfuckers, but that didn't make me want to go out and do it. I lived in an environment like that, and I knew exactly where that led. I had no desire to want to live that lifestyle. But hearing people rap about it over beats that I like, using lyrics that I thought sounded dope, the pictures that they created with their words, I was enthralled with that, and that's what drew me to that music. I knew the environment, I knew the type of people they were rapping about. I could relate to it to a certain degree. That's why I liked it. That was just me. Like now, I'm older. I like a lot of trap shit. I'm not into scamming and you know, I'm not a drug pen. I don't know shit about the drug game, but I like trap shit. I like hood ass rap music. I like hard shit. And that's what I listen to, but it's never really compelled me to want to live that lifestyle at all. It's just the kind of music that I like. Is it the only type of music I like? Absolutely not. I listen to lo-fi. I like classical music. I listen to Motown. I like all types of music. Alternative. I listen to rock music. I listen to electronic music. I like all types of stuff. It's just, depending on how I feel, it's going to dictate what I listen to. So if you're one of these black people that want to shut it down, just really think about what you're saying here. We're not a dumb people. We just need to make sure we are policing our kids and paying attention to what they're watching and what they're listening to. Why are you going to tell a grown person that they can't make a certain kind of music because your 10-year-old is going to listen to it? What the fuck does that have to do with them? Have no clue. So we have to get out of that way of thinking, man. We have to start. I know it sounds woke and it sounds progressive and all that kind of stuff, but it's really not. What you're really saying is you think black people are too dumb and lazy to differentiate between real and fantasy. All right, what's appropriate and not appropriate. There's a time and a place for everything. And that video is not for little kids, point blank. And to be honest, based on some of these grown-ass men's reactions, it's not for some grown men either. So there you go. But there's a show. That's the show. Sorry if I seemed a little weird. I'm still getting used to the camera. I feel like I got to be perfect when I do this on camera, and I know I don't. Doesn't really matter. No, I'm getting in my head, but there's a show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. And oh, before I get out of here, next Tuesday, my live AMA advice show, He Got Answers, will become We Got Answers, because I'm going to have my boy, you know him, you heard of him, you love him, Mark Nerman will be on the show. So if you have any questions you want to ask Mark and myself, hit me up at hegotanswershow@gmail.com, or you can ask in the chat. It'll be live Tuesday, 9 o'clock, on my Facebook page and my YouTube page. So check it out. I'm out. Peace.